and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know in the worlds of innovation, business, design, tech, and culture. I'm Fadzan Iso. Today, we're joined by two new experts to the Label Sessions roster, as well as Nick Sherrod and Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello and welcome to Eleni Kitra. Eleni gets legacy businesses to reposition themselves for relevance across product, people, and purpose, and has helped global brands to reinvent themselves from the inside out. Also, hello and welcome to Dan Cavakia. Dan is the person you call when your brand is too safe, too bland, or just hasn't figured out what cool really means, and sees design as a culture, not just content. So we'll jump into this week's topics. It has been a busy couple of weeks. One of the big stories is that Skype has been shut down officially after 22 years out in the world, 14 with Microsoft. We've had journalists from all over the world asking our label mates who worked with Skype or with its competitors to give their take on it this week and last week. It's changed the way we spoke to each other and helped shape the modern remote work movement. But in the end, Zoom and Microsoft Teams seems to have won the day, and Skype has quietly lost its seat at the table. Was Skype a trailblazer that paved the way, or a missed opportunity in the history of digital communication?
I don't know if this is an easy answer to give, okay? It's not black and white. For me, everything has its own time and its own adoption way. And I say that because we as people 22 years ago are not the same as we are right now and what we're expecting. Okay. So personally, if you asked me, I had forgotten the name of Skype. No, really. It's like having someone in your house, it stays there. It gave you the best moments for partying. But then because it stays there and it's silent, you don't go anymore. You look for new things happening. And we live in a period where the attention span or the need to know new things and the need to be always updated and on new platforms is very much that you need to be there, okay? I'll give a very simple example. It's not the case here, but when I was with Meta and I was with Facebook, when we went into Instagram, we forgot about Facebook. We're going into Instagram, and then we went into WhatsApp, and then we went going back and say, okay, how can we connect them? Because there was a direction from that. When it comes to Skype, it became weak. It was forgotten. So the new platforms came up, and especially during COVID, I fell in love with Zoom. I became so easy to navigate with Zoom that everything else coming my way, it was like completely, no, I cannot, because I cannot learn a new technology. So the long story short, I don't think that Skype could continue. It had to change, because also if I was telling to my kids about Skype, which was 22 years ago, I have kids which are 24, and telling them something that was existing in my own younger time, it wouldn't be relevant to them. Okay. So it had to change features, name, way of approaching, way of delivering, and maybe a new platform needed to be replacing the one that existed before. Yes, a trailblazer opened the way to see how we can communicate to each other without having to be in person at the same time.
It's interesting that as well, because I think one of the things that maybe, without being rude about them, maybe that some of the journalists missed when they were asking us questions the last 2 weeks was, you know, Skype also got bought. And I think actually Microsoft as a company, they kind of, you know, it's hard to underestimate the power of their kind of strategic choice making, because, you know, Microsoft bought Skype. And you can see, if you've been close to any big company, the pressure there must have been internally as they started to realize in terms of what was happening during the pandemic, the acceleration of remote working, to go, hey, we own Skype. Therefore, Skype should be the kind of poster child for what we're about to do. And they actually made a really smart choice, which was to let the Skype brand die, take the capability and build Teams, which, you know, I remember how buggy Teams was early on during the pandemic. But it
But to be fair, what they were solving was the identity thing, making sure you're really the person that's on the call, which is the reason every enterprise business around the world has signed up to Teams and not to Zoom, apart from some unusual examples that like come up every now and then. But like, it's kind of, there's a, I just think there's an interesting sort of lesson in terms of the way Microsoft made some really hard choices to kill off Skype when there were, there must have been a lot of pressure at certain times, people saying, hey, we bought this company for a load of money. People know the name, like maybe that should be where we go. But I think it was the right choice.
I think so too. I think so too, because the COVID period was a shock in what we expect from online communication. And if the older brand was not ready to deliver that, you wouldn't give it some space. You'll say, oh my God, you've been, you know, like already 15 years, you should be able to deliver. When you introduce a new platform with sexier characteristics, mm-hmm. you give it some space to grow, to become better, to learn from you. So it's also a way of how the end user is understanding the new versus to the old, and they prefer to go to the new, even if they have to do compromise in the beginning, because I cannot do the technical, you know, comparison. They are ready to do some compromise in the beginning because they feel they grow together in a new way of communication, because it was not slow integration of this kind of communication in our lives. It was like, hard cut off. Mm-hmm. So you want something new.
And it okay. didn't just feel the squeeze from just the enterprise side of things, but also the personal side of things, because Skype has obviously been, to me, it's been inherently a very personal thing. And then obviously on the personal side of things, you know, it was Zoom, there's Teams for the enterprise, and on the personal side of things, there's FaceTime, Facebook video, WhatsApp, even. There's so many different ways that built upon that more. Mm-hmm. And I use Skype even after its heyday, like after it got bought by Microsoft, like that's the earliest memories I had of it. And even then it was like, why are we using this? But I'm nostalgic for it, but also it wasn't even the best, you know, 10 years ago, never mind 22, or more recent, sorry.
Yeah. I think one thing I was going to say as well, though, one other company that might be, you know, maybe thrown or alarmed by the fall of Skype is actually Google, only on the basis of, you know, people talk about the great moat that Google has is that it's one of those brand names that becomes a verb, right? So like you don't just vacuum clean, you Hoover, and you don't just search, you Google. But Skype used to be in that category. And it turns out that you can actually shift user behavior pretty quickly if you just come up with a better product. So in the age of AI, I just wonder whether someone at Google is looking at the Skype story and thinking, hey, maybe things are a bit scarier than we think they are. In search, anyway, plenty of other areas of Google that are fine, but in search, there's an interesting challenge.
We'll live in a very dark timeline if Bing becomes the...
Oh, God.
Dan, any thoughts from you?
Well, I agree with everything you guys said, but yeah, you know, at the beginning when you said, like, was it kind of like a trailblazer? I think it was, honestly. It was the first sign into that kind of new remote relationship when you were working with someone for a good few years. It made things much easier before the big revolution, like obviously through the pandemic. So I think I would definitely, like, you know, on the fact that it was kind of like the first tool that was kind of, you know, used for that. A bit like when you said that, it reminded me, like, I thought about MySpace, you know, like as mm-hmm. like the first social media platform, and then you know, it got completely replaced by Facebook, you know, but it still look back at MySpace with a lot of, like, you know, nostalgia in a way. And I think I give it to it, you know, for like getting started something slightly different, like socially, and so yeah, I give it to it. But we know that also, like, with technology, there's a lot of like trends, and, you know, like Zoom for some reason was the new tool that had to be used during the pandemic. But at the end of the day, I'm still using it today, and there's always some kind of issue when I'm using it. So it's not perfect at all. Do you know what I mean? But it became the format, and Skype was old, and that's it, because there's a lot of like, there's a trend kind of approach to technology as well. And I think that's what happened there. That's what will happen with other things. That's what happened with MySpace. But still, I think it deserves a little bit of, like, you know, recognition for that.
Yeah, they did. I think they genuinely were the trailblazer and such like. And I think it's also interesting now when you look at different tools, because it's like the one that's getting quite a lot of buzz in the last little while is Roam. When they come across it, it's like a virtual office type environment. But it's interesting to your point, Dan, because they have, there's, you know, one of my problems with Roam a little bit is it's a virtual office environment that you can see when people turn up and all that kind of stuff. But you can only see people in your team. And they kind of, when I said that to the person who was doing the demo, they were like, hey, you know, you can, if you do the trial, you can invite other people into your space. But it was a bit glitchy. It probably, to your point, Dan, wasn't more glitchy than Zoom is, or sometimes Teams is. But because it was an unusual one, you feel like if you send the invite, it's somehow like you've caused a problem, right? Because you've taken someone off Zoom or Teams, where it's clearly just like neutral. If there's a problem on Zoom or Teams, it's fine. It's the internet. If it was a problem on some weird tool you've invited people into, it's like it's your fault, right? It's a shift that's there.
Yeah.
I think one of my things is always how quickly that change happened with it, very much sort of the BlackBerry iPhone sort of crossover was.
That's another really good example.
Because I was, 2018, 2019, I was in a long distance relationship. It was Skype, 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 Skype. 2020, immediately Zoom. It was just, there wasn't a let's chat about it. It was just that switch that happened instantaneously. And I think it's something that happens very often with that sort of first to market. Like you're saying, with MySpace, it immediately became Facebook. BlackBerry immediately iPhone. When it just, the switch happens, it's everybody's on board instantaneously.
Yeah.
And you sort of do start forgetting about the other one.